Okay, as you have noticed, ever since we started this new series on Ezekiel, I've invited a group of people to do the scripture reading. The reason we are doing this is because we hope to let you appreciate just how graphic the whole text of Ezekiel is, and to let you appreciate, you know, visually, you know, through the acting and drama and so on, to let you see, you know, if you were a person at that time, how you would feel, you know, the words of Ezekiel through his actions, through his dramatic antics and so on. So, is it ready? Okay, I invite Brother Joshua.
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 15 to 28. As I looked at the living creatures, I saw a wheel on the ground beside each creature with its four faces. This was the appearance and structure of the wheels. They sparkled like chrysolite, and all four looked alike. Each appeared to be like a wheel intersecting a wheel. As they moved, they would go in any one of the four directions the creatures faced. The wheels did not turn about as the creatures went. Their rims were high and awesome, and all four rims were full of eyes all around. When the living creatures moved, the wheels beside them moved. And when the living creatures rose from the ground, the wheels also rose. Wherever the spirit will go, they would go, and the wheels would rise along with them, because the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When the creatures moved, they also moved. When the creatures stood still, they also stood still. And when the creatures rose from the ground, the wheels rose along with them, because the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Spread out above the heads of the living creatures was what looked like an expanse, sparkling like ice and awesome. Under the expanse, their wings were stretched out one toward the other, and each had two wings covering its body. When the creatures moved, I heard the sound of their wings, like the roar of rushing waters, like the voice of the Almighty, like the tumult of an army. When they stood still, they lowered their wings. Then there came a voice from above the expanse over their heads as they stood still with lowered wings. Above the expanse over their heads was what looked like a throne of sapphire, and high above on the throne was a figure like that of a man. I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metal, as if full of fire, and that from there down he looked like fire, and brilliant light surrounded him. Like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiance around him. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. When I saw it, I fell face down, and I heard the voice of the one speaking.
This morning, I shall use three questions to help us grasp the message of Ezekiel chapter 1.
今天早上我会用三个问题来帮助我们明白以西结第一章的意思。
What does Ezekiel's vision mean?
他的意象是什么意思呢?
What is the purpose of Ezekiel's vision?
这个意象的目的是什么?
Can we still see vision or hear God's voice today?
今天我们还可以看到意象，听见神的声音吗?
So the first question, what does Ezekiel's vision mean?
以西结的意象是什么意思呢?
When we read Ezekiel's description of the four living creatures from verses 5 onwards, many questions may come into our mind.
当我们读了这个形容四个活物的意象，脑海中会有很多的问题。
Some questions that keep popping up are, what are the four living creatures?
特别有几个问题，比如说这四个怪物是什么呢?
What is the meaning of their four faces?
四张脸什么意思?
Are there such creatures in heaven with four faces and four wings?
天上真的有这种四张脸、四个、四双翅膀的活物吗?
What does the vehicle with a wheel within a wheel look like?
轮中套轮的是怎么样的交通工具?
Now let me tell you the answers you are curious about.
现在让我告诉你答案吧。
I don't know.
答案就是我也不知道。
I don't have any answer to any of these questions about the four living creatures.
对于这四个活物的问题，我没有答案。
I'm not able to find any in-depth discussion about the four living creatures in the biblical and theological studies I've read so far.
我研究了圣经还有神学，我找不到答案。
Why is it so difficult to study the four living creatures?
为什么这四个活物这么难理解呢？
Now, firstly, we do not know exactly what Ezekiel saw in his vision.
第一，因为我们真的不知道以西结到底看到什么。
Ezekiel used the expression "they look like" or "their appearance was" to describe the heavenly vision.
他的字句，他常常用到形象、形状、好像来形容天上的意象。
For example, Ezekiel 1:5, "This was their appearance; they had the likeness of a man."
他们的形状是这样，有人的形象。
Then in verse 13, "Their appearance was like burning coals of fire."
13节，如火炭的形状。
And like the appearance of lamps, it went up.
好像火把的形状。
So we see he used the description appearance, they look like, to describe the heavenly vision.
所以他用这些形容词，形象、形状、好像。
Ezekiel was trying his best to communicate the heavenly vision in human language.
以西结他设法用人能够听得懂的话来形容意象。
As we know, human language often has many limitations in expressing sights that are too awesome to describe.
但是人的语言往往有太大的局限，不能够很好形容超伟大的意象。
So it is unwise for us to argue and debate about the exact meaning of the details. We can never know for sure.
所以我们对于自己的一些解读未必太过的武断，去争论细节来解释。
We can only say this is a possible interpretation.
我们没有完全的把握，只能够说可能是这样。
And we should not say this is the interpretation.
而不是说这个就是理解了。
Second, the Bible text itself does not give us the interpretation.
第二, 经文本身也没有给我们任何的答案。
Normally, the text will supply us the answer to any symbolic signs in a vision.
通常在经文你可以找得到一些对于意象的信号。
Especially if the meaning is important for us to understand.
特别如果这个信号带有重要的意思，要我们去明白。
Let me give us three examples.
我给你三个例子。
In Amos chapter 8, the Lord gave Amos a vision.
阿摩西书第八章，耶和华神给阿摩西一个意象。
He asked Amos, "What do you see, Amos?"
他问 Amos, 你看到什么呢？
Amos answered, "I saw a basket of ripe fruit."
他回答，看到了一篮子的水果。 成熟的水果。
The Lord says, "The time is ripe for my people to be judged."
然后耶和华说，时机成熟了，我将审判我的子民。
You see, God Himself explained the meaning of the symbols in the vision to Amos.
所以在这个意象，耶和华自己向阿摩西解释了意象的意思。
Second example, in Zechariah chapter 4.
第二个例子，撒加利亚第四章。
The Lord gave Zechariah a vision through an angel.
神给撒加利亚一个从天使而来的意象。
The angel asked, "What do you see?"
天使问你看见什么呢
？Zacharias, "I saw a golden lampstand with two olive trees."
我看见两棵橄榄树中间有一个金柱塔。
Zacharias did not understand the symbols, so he asked the angel.
他看了不明白，就问天使。
What are these, my lord?
主啊，这是什么呢？
The angels willingly gave him the answers.
天使非常乐意跟他解答。
The olive trees are the two anointed ones to serve the Lord.
两棵橄榄树是被膏者，要服侍神的仆人。
So here again, we see God Himself gave the answer to the symbols.
这里你也看到是神给予答案。
A third example in Daniel chapter 7.
第三个例子，但以理书第七章。
Daniel had a vision about the four beasts.
但以理看到四个猛兽的异象。
He was disturbed and troubled by the vision, so he asked an angel to appear to him.
他非常的困扰，就问天使，他们是什么？
The angel did not say, "You give me $5 first, then I tell you."
天使没有说，你先给我五块钱，我就把答案告诉你吧。
Right away, the angel explained the meaning of the symbols to Daniel in details.
而天使是立刻详细的把答案解释给他。
Now, in Ezekiel's case, when he saw the four living creatures with four faces and four wings, we do not see Ezekiel asking the Lord, "What are those four creatures?"
但是以西结呢，看到这个异象，他没有去问神说这个四个活物是什么意思呢
？How come they have four faces?
他没有问为什么有四张脸。
What does each face represent?
每张脸是什么呢
？Ezekiel did not ask the Lord any questions about the four living creatures.
他并没有发问任何问题。
God Himself also did not explain anything about the four living creatures to Ezekiel.
神也没有做任何解释。
Ezekiel's silence about the creatures does not mean that he was not interested to know.
以西结不出声，并不表示他不想知道或者不感兴趣。
His silence could mean that he was already familiar with their form or appearance.
他的静默也许表示他对这些形象早已经熟悉了。
The form of those creatures may be strange and weird to us.
他们的形状形象对我们今天也许觉得奇怪。
But Ezekiel and the hearers of his message may understand the symbolic meaning of the creatures.
但是以西结和他的听众也许早就明白是什么意思了。
They may understand from the context of their religions.
因着他们的背景，他们的宗教背景，他们能够明白。
Let me illustrate my point.
让我做一点解释。
If Ezekiel were a prophet,In the 21st century Singapore context,
如果以西结是二十一世纪在新加坡的一个先知
，and he wrote to Singaporeans, "I saw four living creatures with the head of a lion and the lower body of a fish."
然后他写给众新加坡人说，我看见四个活物，有狮子头，还有鱼尾身。
We know right away that Ezekiel is talking about the lion.
你我立刻都知道他是在讲鱼尾狮。
Now let's suppose.If there are people who worship the lions,
如果是有人去敬奉鱼尾狮
，Just imagine how the people feel when they see the lions. They fear, they respect, and they worship, are carrying the throne with someone sitting on the throne.
你可以设想他们的感受，他们是敬奉这个鱼尾狮，然后看到四个鱼尾狮抬着一个神的冠冕。
Although they may feel mocked and offended,
他们也许觉得很过分。
They will understand that the message has, the vision has a message.
但是他们一定会知道这个意象有一个信息。
The message to the malign worshippers is that.
对那些敬奉鱼尾狮的人就是这个意思。
The malignants that they worship are actually lowly servants of the one sitting on the throne.
你们所拜的鱼尾狮其实只是那位至高者的仆人。
So when we read Ezekiel chapter 1,We should focus on Ezekiel's concern.
所以，当我们读以西结书第一章，我们要关注以西结所关注的。
Thirdly, the text chapter 1 verse 28 show us Ezekiel was more interested in the being who sits on the throne than the four living creatures.
在第一章第二十八节，我们看到以西结的重点不在那四个活物，而是那坐在宝座上的至高者。
Ezekiel fell.Face down before the being with the likeness of the Lord.
在这位至高者有人的形象面前，以西结俯伏敬拜。
The phrase "the glory of the Lord" refers to God Himself.
这个句子，神的这个荣耀，就是 指的就是以色列神本身。
No one has seen what God looks like.
从来没有人见过神的样子。
People like Moses only saw the glory of the Lord.
即使是摩西也只看到神的荣耀。
So the people will say, I saw the glory of the Lord instead of I saw the Lord.
所以子民他们不敢讲说我们见到神了，他们只说我们见到神的荣耀。
So Ezekiel fell face down before someone is an act of worship.
以西结伏地，俯伏敬拜是一个敬拜的举动。
Ezekiel worshipped the being who is seated on the throne because he realized that that being is the covenant God of Israel himself.
他向那位坐在宝座上的有人的形状的来敬拜，因为他知道这位就是以色列的神与至高者。
Therefore, the main character and the key focus of the heavenly vision is the being with the glory of the Lord.
所以我们要清楚这个第一章它的重点是这位有荣耀的有人形状的耶和华神。
The focus is not on the living creatures.
重点不在那四个活物。
The entire visions proclaim the glory of the Lord, not the creatures.
整个意象它在宣告的是荣耀的耶和华，而不是四个活物。
The whole vision, the four living creatures, the four sets of intersecting wheels bearing the being with the glory of the Lord on the throne conveys an important message to Ezekiel, to the Israelites in Babylon, and to those in Judah.
整幅图像就是有四个活物，四套轮子交叉，承载着宝座上的耶和华。这个是对以色列人在巴比伦、在犹大有一个很重要的信息。
Is there a purpose to Ezekiel's vision?
以西结这个意象有什么目的吗？
When God chose to reveal himself to someone, there is always a purpose.
当神向人显现的时候，总是有目的的，有理由的。
What is God's purpose to reveal himself to Ezekiel then?
他向以西结显现是什么目的呢？
The purpose of Ezekiel's vision has two folds.
有两个层面。
The first fold is the living vision serves as the basis of Ezekiel's call as a prophet.
第一，这个意象是以色列以西结被呼召为先知的基础。
Ezekiel will become God's mouthpiece to the Israelites.
他将成为神的代言人，向以色列子民说话。
This aspect is seen in the text chapter 2:1-5.
你可以在第二章第一节第五节看得出来。
Chapter 2:1-5 shall be preached by next week's preacher.
第二章是由下主日的传道分享。
So I will just concentrate on the second aspect.
所以我就分享第二层面。
The second fold of the vision's purpose is to proclaim Yahweh, the covenant God, as the Lord over all His creation.
这个意象的目的就是要宣告立约的耶和华神是创造的主。
As the Lord of all creation, the covenant God is superior over all the pagan gods.
身为创造的主宰，神超越一切外邦的神明。
As the Lord of all creation, the covenant God is not restricted to the land of Israel.
身为创造的主宰，神不被局限在以色列的土地。
God's presence can extend beyond the temple, beyond Jerusalem, beyond Israel, and even to any foreign land.
神的同在无处不在，不只局限在圣殿、耶路撒冷，甚至是任何地方都有。
Let me explain the ways Ezekiel proclaimed the covenant God as the Lord of the pagan gods.
让我解释以斯结是如何的向呈现神的同在是胜过外邦的神。
Israel was surrounded by polytheistic nations.
以色列是被周围的外邦人包围着。
While Israel worshipped only one God, the nations around them worshipped many gods.
以色列是敬拜独一真神，但是外邦人是多神论的。
And there were many inter-religious influences among the nation.
而那里是多元宗教的影响。
So the God that was worshipped in one nation was also worshipped in the other nations as well.
所以在这个地方所拜的神，在别的地方也在拜。
Unfortunately, Under strong pagan influences, majority of the Israelites also worship the pagan gods.
所以在这样的影响当中，以色列人也跟着一样拜其他的神。
Yes, they worship Yahweh, their covenant god.
是的，他们是敬拜耶和华神。
But they worship Yahweh plus the other pagan gods.
他们同时也加上敬拜其他的神。
Some of the pagan gods were related to the sun, the moon, and the stars.
有些外邦的神与太阳、月亮、星星都有关联。
Some of the gods were related to the creatures on earth.
有的是跟被造物有关联。
Creatures such as ox, eagle, lion, and human beings.
老鹰、牛、或者人。
Some people would regard their kings as a god.
有的会认为他们的国王也是神啊。
Now let us survey the form of some of the gods worshipped by the ancient Near East peoples.
你看一下这个古代近东人他们所敬拜的神明。
This god has been worshipped long before Ezekiel's time.
这些是在以西结之前的人民都已经在敬拜的神。
At least 1,000 years before Ezekiel's time.
比他之前1,000多年就有人敬拜这些神了。
First, we meet the ox deity.
第一个就是牛神。
The Egyptians worship bull.
埃及人拜公牛。
Their god Apis was an ox.
他们的神 Apis 是一头牛。
They worship Apis for fertility.
是这个多产的神。
So that their land can be blessed.
所以他们的土地可以丰收。
So that they will have children and offsprings.
能够有多子多孙。
The Egyptian worship strongly influenced Israelite.
埃及人的敬拜深深影响了以色列人。
In Exodus 32, we see the people make a golden calf and worship the calf in the wilderness.
在旷野的时候，我们看到子民他们用金来铸造了金牛犊去拜。
Then in 1 Kings 12, we read King Jeroboam made 2 golden calves for the northern kingdom to worship.
我们看到北国耶罗波王，他以色列王，他也在他的国造了两只金牛犊，让以色列人来敬拜。
Now remember, one of the four faces of the living creature is an ox.
你记得吗？是活物的其中一张脸是牛。
Second, we meet the eagle-headed deity.
第二个是老鹰头的神。
The Egyptians also worship a god with the head of an eagle.
埃及人也敬拜老鹰头的神。
An eagle was also one of the faces the living creatures had.
四个活物当中也有一张脸是老鹰。
The Egyptians also worshipped the pharaoh.
然后埃及人也去敬拜法老。
They regarded the pharaoh as the reincarnation of the sun god.
把他看为是太阳神的转身。
So when Ezekiel saw the four living creatures, each having a face of an ox, an eagle, and a man.
所以当以西结看到这个异象的活物有一张四张脸，有牛，有老鹰，然后有人的脸。
We may deduce that probably there's an important message behind the symbolic images.
我们就知道这预表了一个重要的话。
There's a message for the idol worshippers, especially for the idol worshippers in Israel.
是神要向拜偶像的人传话，特别是外邦或者以色列的拜偶像的人。
Next, we see a lion with wings and a human head.
然后我们看到一个有狮子、有翅膀的人。
See the human head.
还有人头。
The Assyrians worship a creature with the body of lion, wings of an eagle, head of a man.
亚述人他们敬拜的是一个有狮子身体、有老鹰翅膀、有人头的神。
They call it the cherub.
叫这个为加路比。
The cherubim will guard and protect the city.
加路比会保护他们的城堡。
Next, we see a deity with 4 faces.
我看到一个有四张脸的神明。
The Assyrians also worship a god with 4 faces.
亚述人也敬拜这种四张脸的神明。
4 faces.
四副脸。
The living creature that Ezekiel saw in his vision also have 4 faces.
跟以西结异象同样的。
Next, we meet a deity with 4 wings.
我看到一个有四双翅膀的神。
The Babylonian worship a goddess with 4 wings.
巴比伦人是拜这个拥有双翅膀的女神。
And the living creature each also have 4 wings each.
以西结的异象也有这个。
Next, we see a deity encircled by a halo of light.
然后看见有光圈的神明。
Babylonians worship Asher, the god of the storm.
巴比伦文他们拜 Asher, 风暴的神。
Asher will shoot lightning bolts with his bow.
Asher, 他会那个神会射箭，然后用闪电来射你。
Now we see here with a circle of a rainbow around him.
这边有一个彩虹的光辉光圈。
Next, we see a bull man with wings.
我看到半人半牛有翅膀的神。
Now the bull men are sky barrier.
这些怪物是支撑天空的神。
The bull men support a greater god.
他们支持更高的一个神。
The god of the skies above their head.
就是支撑这个在他们头上的天上的神明。
Next, we see sky barriers with two faces.
我看到双脸的撑天神啊。
In other ancient Near East regions, we see the concept of hierarchy of gods.
在其他古代近东社会，我们看到每一个神明都有他们的阶级。
The lesser gods support the greater god above their heads.
小神会支撑着大神。
So you see the lesser
顶在头上。
The greater god and the greater. So on the highest level, we see gods with two faces.
然后最高的神。
Heavens above them.
最高的神就是双面神，头上顶着天。
Ezekiel visions loudly declares to those who worship idols in Israel.
所以以斯帖的意象是很清楚、很大声的，向那些外邦拜外邦神的子民。
Hey, the ox, the lion, the eagle, the human beings are all subject to the sovereign creator God.
就告诉他们，不论是牛、狮子、老鹰、人的，全部都是降服于以色列创造者立约的神。
The creator God is your covenant God, whom you neglected.
以色列神就是与你们立约的神，就是你们所忽略的神。
That God who sits on the throne, the four living creatures you carry,
就是那位
unfaithful to,
就是那位你们不遵守的，就是那位四个活物在抬着的、支撑着的那位神。
Ezekiel's vision of the four living creatures proclaimed to Israel and the ancient Near East people that the lords of the earth are merely creatures.
这个意象告诉了以色列人还有外邦的人说，属于地上的神都是被造之物。
The ancient Near East people regarded the eagle as the lord of the sky.
他们会把老鹰看成是天上之神。
They regarded the ox as the lord of the domestic animals.
把牛看成是家畜的神。
The lion as the lord of the beasts.
狮子为众兽之主。
AndHuman beings are regarded as the lord of the land.
而人为地上之主。
In Ezekiel visions, when the climax of the divine revelation came,
然后在这个以斯帖的意象呢，那个高潮来的时候，
he saw the four living creatures supporting someone above their head.
意象的高潮是四个活物支撑着一个有人形状的。
The four living creatures are actually bearers of the throne with a master seated on it.
在他们之上有比他们更伟大的。
That master was Yahweh, the covenant God of Israel.
而这个主宰，这个主人就是荣耀的耶和华。
There is none like him.
没有人能够与他相比。
Next, the vision proclaimed Yahweh's presence is not restricted to the holy temple.Or the Holy Land only.
然后这个意象也告诉以色列人说，耶和华的同在不只局限在圣殿或者圣地。
Now, see, whose testimony sounds more believable to you?
那你就要听谁的见证对你来说比较说服力。
One pastor come to tell you, I went to Israel, I was at the Jordan River where Jesus was baptized, and there I saw a vision.
有一个牧师说，我去了以色列，在约旦河看到耶稣受洗。
And another pastor says, I went to Kampong Java, and I went to the Rochor Canal to catch tadpoles.
另外一个说，我去了 Rochor Canal, 在那边抓那个什么青蛙。
Then I saw a vision.
然后我就看到异象了。
Whose story is more believable?
两个人的见证，你会相信谁呢？
Surely we will straight away dismiss the story of the one who went to Kampong Java.
我们通常都会把那个甘邦焦湾那个跟他扫掉一边这样。
To Israelites, the temple is the holy temple.
对于以色列人来说，圣殿是圣殿。
Jerusalem is the holy city.
耶路撒冷是圣城。
Israel is the holy land.
以色列是圣地。
Babylon is a defiled land.
巴比伦是不干净的、不洁净的地方。
So when Ezekiel told them, I was at Babylon, I was at the Kabar River and I saw a vision.
所以当以西结说我是在巴比伦在那个河边看到异象。
He might probably be told, Ezekiel, Balik Kabar.
可能他们会跟他讲你回家去吧。
Go back to where you came from.
回到你的以色列，你的耶路撒冷去吧。
The vision shows Ezekiel, the Lord says, I'm here with you in Babylon.
这个意象却告诉以斯帖说，我与你同在，我在巴比伦与你同在。
Although the people had been unfaithful, I'm here with you because I'm your covenant God.
虽然子民对我不忠，但是我与还是立约的神，我还是在巴比伦与你同在。
So the Lord's presence is not restricted to the holy temple or the holy land only.
所以神的同在不只局限在圣地。
The Lord's sovereignty extends beyond to Israel.
神的主权超过也达到全以色列。
The sovereign Lord will also judge the other people for their wickedness and evils.
耶和华神会审判其他的人，按着他们的邪恶来审判他们。
Now come to the third question.
第三个问题就是
Can we still see vision or hear God's voice today?
今天我们还看得见异象听得见神的声音吗
The most common type of vision that most Christians see is television.
今天基督徒最普遍见到的异象就是电视的异象
Watching too much television may rob us of our spending time with God.
你看太多的电视机没有时间与神亲近
We don't have much time to read God's word or to talk to God in prayer.
没有时间读神的话语跟他说话祷告
Even if God wants to speak to us our hearts, soul and minds are overcrowded to hear him speak
即使神要向我们说话我们的心灵头脑已经早被填满了
Does God still speak to us through vision and a voice from heaven today as he did with Ezekiel?
今天神还会透过异象还有一把声音好像以西结这样跟我们说话吗
There are three general views
有三个普遍的观点
The first view believes that God no longer speaks through vision or audible voice anymore.
第一，不再相信有透过异象声音说话。
The second view believes that seeing visions and hearing God's voice is still very common today.
第二，相信异象声音还是蛮普遍的。
The third view believes that God speaks to us through the message of the Bible.
第三是相信神透过圣经向我们说话。
But God also can sovereignly speak by whichever mean he chooses today.
但是神能够有他的权利选择用任何其他方式跟我们说话
Seeing vision and hearing God's voice is possible But these experiences are not common and frequent
异象声音还是有的但是这些经历不普遍了不多
In this section I have deleted some materials
那我再到这边我把一些我要讲的东西跟它删掉
Those stuff I've removed because we need time to reflectevaluate and then digest them
我把那些先除掉因为我们需要时间去反省反思一下刚才听到的一些事情
It is not good to rush through those elements
我不想把它匆匆忙忙的带过
So I encourage you to go to the Jubilee website to read what I removed
所以我就是鼓励你去我们的网站去看 我写下来的东西
There you may find some director's cut and deleted scene
看到一些被删除的景象，一定要去看呐、啊。
Now let me end with a story.
今天我用这个故事来结束。
I want to share with you a testimony of a Presbyterian Christian.
这是一个长老会的传道的一个见证。
He was studying to become a pastor in a theological school.
当年他在神学院读书要成为牧师。
He wrote.
他这样写。
About midnight hour.
在半夜的一晚。
One night in the final semester of my senior year in the seminary.
在神学院的最后学期。
I was studying for a Greek exam with a classmate.
我跟同学在读希腊文的考试。
We were seated at a desk in our living room.
我们在客厅坐着。
There was nothing unusual about the setting or about the circumstances.
这个情况没有什么特别不寻常的事情。
Suddenly, without warning or any indication of what's going to happen.
但是忽然间
I sensed the presence of God in a way I had never known before.
我却感受到神的同在，是我从来没有经历过的。
Though it could not have lasted more than a few seconds,
虽然只是短短的一两秒钟。
I suddenly had the overwhelming impression that the Lord had unfolded a scroll of instruction of what I had to do with my life.
我却有一个很强烈的印象，在神在我面前开了一个卷，要指导我该如何继续活下去。
It is difficult to talk about such experience for fear of being misunderstood.
这样子的经历是很难跟人家讲的，因为很常会被人家误解。
Or causing others to seek after such experience.
或者会使到别人也想追求这样的经历。
The next day, I went to see one of my favorite seminary professor, Dr. Wilbur Smith.
所以第二天我就去看我的神学院教授 Dr. Smith.
He was a Presbyterian also.
他也是长老中的。
As I shared with him what God had revealed to me, he got out of his chair and paced back and forth in his office, saying again and again.
我跟他分享了神怎么样的向我启示，他就起身走来走去，然后一直不断的说
，This is of God. This is of God. I want to help you. Let me think and pray about it.
不断的说，这是从神而来的，从神而来的。我要帮助你，让我去思考一下，让我为你祷告。
The next morning, when I arrived for his 7 o'clock class in English Bible, Dr. Smith called me into his office.
第二天我去上课的时候 ，Dr. Smith 就把我叫到他的辅导室里面去。
He handed me a piece of paper on which he scribbled this letter, C C C.
然后就给我一张纸条，上面写了三个字母 C C C.
He explained that God has indeed provided the name for my vision.
他说神确实赐给了我一个名字关于我的意象。
That man sought further counsel from his former Sunday school teacher, Dr. Harriet Mayers.
这个人接着下来寻求他的主日学老师的指导。
He confided in his Sunday school buddy, Billy Graham.
此外也去找他的主日学好朋友 Billy Graham.
And he consulted many mature Christians about his vision.
然后就找了寻求了许多成熟基督徒征求他们的指导。
That man later founded a mission organization, Campus Crusade for Christ.
后来就成立了一个机构叫做 Campus Crusade for Christ.
He was Dr. William R. Bright.
这人就是 William Bright.
Today, Campus Crusade has 27,000 full-time missionary staff serving in 190 countries.
今天校园事工有二万多个全职的宣教士在世界各国。
The vision of God that Bill Bright experienced served as a basis of his missionary calling.
所以 Bill Bright 经历到的这个意象成为他的宣教呼召的一个基础。
The vision that Ezekiel saw served as a basis of his prophetic calling.
同样的，以西结看到的这个意象也是他的呼召的基础。
However, there are people who saw visions after that they claim,God sent me to be Messiah to save the world.
但是也有很多人，他们说我们看到异象了，然后告诉人说神，差我成为世界的弥赛亚。
Those people became founders of religious cult group.
这些人后来成为异教的宗教领袖。
One example is David Koresh, who claimed that he is the Son of God, the Lamb who could open the seven seals in Revelation chapter 5.
其中一个就是 David Koresh， 他自称是神的儿子，是那个启示录里面能够开七章的羔羊。
The second is Reverend Sin Myung Moon, who claimed that he came to complete the salvation work that Jesus had failed.
第二位是先明文，他自称是来完成耶稣基督还没有成功的救赎工作。
Reverend Moon founded a heretic assembly called the Unification Church, the Moonies.
这文牧师后来就成了异端教会这个统一教会的创办人。
Today if you hear anyone who claims after seeing a vision God sent me to be the savior of the world，
如果今天你听到有人说我见到了异象，而是那个异象是神召我成为世上的救赎主，
Do not believe him or her，
你不要相信他。
Hebrew chapter 1:1-3 tells us Jesus Christ is the climax of God's revelationconcerning God's salvation purpose.
因为希伯来书第一章第一节到三节说，关于神的旨意是耶稣基督是整个意象的高潮。
It reads, In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
神既在古时候借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
但是在这末世，神借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
Whom he appointed heirs of all things, through whom he made the universe.
又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本身的真相。
Sustaining all things by his powerful words.
常用他全能的命令托住万方。
After he had provided purification for sin,He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天之上，至高者的右边。
Was Jesus Christ.
那位儿子就是耶稣基督。
So in conclusion, the purpose of the heavenly vision is to proclaim to Israel and to the nation.
所以总结第一章的重点就是要向以色列、向万国宣告这样。
Yahweh is the Lord of all the lords on earth.And in the heaven.
宣告说第一，耶和华是天上地下万主之主。
The Lord's presence is not restricted only to the holy temple or to the holy land.
第二，耶和华的同在不局限在圣殿或者圣地。
The Lord is sovereign and mighty even to judge people who do not worship him.
神的主权是完全的，大有能力，能够甚至审判不敬拜他的人。
Because he is the Lord.Of all the lords.
因为他的确是万主之主。